And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 9th of March, 2015. It's the birthday of Mickey Spillane, born New York City, 1918, Irish-American, grew up in a rough neighborhood, New Jersey. Father was a bartender. The boy read Herman Melville, Alexander Dumas, by the time he was 11, invented ghost stories for his friends. Went off to college, never finished, worked as a lifeguard for a time, then got a job selling ties at Gimbel's department store. He wrote stories for the comic books, for Superman, Captain Marvel, Batman, and then joined the Army the day after Pearl Harbor, was stationed in Mississippi, got married. He and his wife wanted to buy a country home in Newburgh, New York, and so he set about to write about a detective, a character named Mike Hammer. It took him 19 days to write a novel called I, the Jury. Came out in 1947, became a huge bestseller, sold more than 8 million copies. Time magazine wrote that the book put sadism within reach of the average pocketbook. Mickey Spillane wrote more than 30 novels. By the year 1980, 7 of the top 15 all-time best-selling fiction books were Mickey Spillane books. Critics said his books were garbage. Spillane said, "I see that, but it's good garbage." And he described his work as the chewing gum of American literature. He said, "I'm not an author, I'm a writer. Authors want their names down in history. I want to keep the smoke coming out of the chimney." And it was on this day in 1913, Virginia Woolf delivered the manuscript of her first novel, The Voyage Out, to the publisher. She'd been working on it for 7 years. She'd written 5 drafts of the novel, including 2 different versions that she worked on simultaneously, and then rewrote the entire novel one more time, almost from scratch. It came out to favorable reviews, and in the book she had introduced the character Clarissa Dalloway, which she wrote an entire novel about years later. Mrs. Dalloway, 1927. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon entitled Happiness. There's just no accounting for happiness or the way it turns up like a prodigal who comes back to the dust at your feet, having squandered a fortune far away. And how can you not forgive? You make a feast in honor of what was lost and take from its place the finest garment which you saved for an occasion you could not imagine, and you weep night and day to know that you were not abandoned, that happiness saved its most extreme form for you alone. No, happiness is the uncle you never knew about who flies a single-engine plane onto the grassy landing strip, hitchhikes into town, and inquires at every door until he finds you asleep mid-afternoon, as you so often are during the unmerciful hours of your despair. It comes to the monk in his cell. It comes to the woman sweeping the street with a birch broom, to the child whose mother has passed out from drink. It comes to the lover, to the dog chewing a sock, to the pusher, to the basket maker, and to the clerk stacking cans of carrots in the night. It even comes to the boulder in the perpetual shade of pine barrens, to rain falling on the open sea, to the wine glass, weary of holding wine. Happiness, a poem by Jane Kenyon from her collection Otherwise, New and Selected Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.